This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Welcome back to another episode of Volunteering Vibes, where we celebrate the community and organisations that make a real difference right here in Hawke's Bay. Today, we're very excited to welcome a very special guest from Big Brothers Big Sisters, who match tamariki and rangatahi with positive role models to help them grow in confidence, resilience and connection. Their impact is absolutely lifelong. Our guest today joins us to share the stories behind the matches, the challenges that young people are facing, and how just 1 hour a week can change the trajectory of a child's life. We'll dive into how the program works, why mentorship matters more than ever, and how everyday people, just like you, can step up and be part of this incredible movement. So pull up a chair, settle in, and get ready. Kia ora, Fraser. Welcome for joining us.
Kia ora. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're so welcome. So for those of us that don't know about the work of your organisation, would you tell us a bit about it?
Yeah, for sure. So our organisation, Big Brothers Big Sisters, what we do is we match young people, mentees, with older positive role models in the community, and they're our mentors. Mm. And the idea behind the program is that it gives one other or another person and the young person's life that's going to help them grow and develop and basically just have another positive role model in their life.
Mm. How long does that relationship go on for?
So the relationship goes on for at least a year, but we have volunteers and mentees that stay around for 7 years, I think, since I've been working there. 7 years has been the longest I've heard of. And basically what we say is the young person can stay on the program if they're matched till they're 18 years old.
Right.
And then they graduate and we won't supervise that match anymore.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Okay. But so what's the expectation of commitment for people getting involved with your organisation?
Yeah, so the commitment is it's not too much really. Mm. What we kind of say is the minimum that we want from our volunteers is 1 hour once per week.
Mm-hmm.
For a year.
Mm.
That's the kind of minimum. Okay. Often it's a little bit more than that. So,
yes, and, yeah. And that's the volunteer's choice, is it?
Yeah. So we say spend an hour with the young person, but it's the volunteer's choice if they want to spend a little bit more.
To do more, absolutely. Yeah. So, so your volunteers fulfill a mentorship role?
Yes.
So what does that look like?
So the relationships effectively, what it is it's based around spending time with the young person. That's what the importance is. We want to be spending time with the young person, building a relationship there.
Mm.
We don't want the relationship to be about, look at all the fancy things that I can do. We can go to, cinemas and I'll buy you treats and do all of that sort of stuff. We don't want that kind of stuff.
Okay.
We want it to be about the relationship and spending quality time and paying attention to the young person.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So the activities that you might get up to with a young person, the time they might spend together, would be...
So things like you might go out and shoot hoops, go to a playground.
Yep.
I'm a mentor myself, so I take my young person. We've gone to things like Bayskate, or we just go around skate, play board games, just very low-cost, fun activities that's around in the community. We also have mentor discount cards that we give to all our mentors.
Okay.
And that makes it a bit more affordable if people do want to spend money.
Okay.
They might get an ice cream or something, or go to the cinemas, go to Putt-Putt and Napier.
Yeah.
We've got discounts for all of those kinds
of things.
Okay,
but there's no expectation.
There's no expectation. We say that from the outset. It's not about, spending money.
Yeah.
And especially early on, it's better to build that relationship before you set that expectation that every time we go out, we're going to go get something. So,
why is your service needed?
Well, I think the service is needed because it helps build community.
Mm.
I mean, we were talking about that before, the importance of community. And, a lot of the families that I go and talk to, they don't really have lots of people. It might be, the kids might have two parents, but
right.
that's it. They might not have any access to uncles because their uncles and aunties are overseas or their grandparents are overseas. Yeah. So I think really what it is about and why it's needed is it helps build community and it helps give young people access to other role models that are going to be in the community, positive role models in the community, and access to things that they might not necessarily ordinarily get if it was just the two parents.
Okay.
The two parents might be working all the time,
yeah.
Or if it's a single parent, that, again, they might be working all the time, and the kids might just not be able to get out and do things like learn how to skate or
ride a bike, or
play catch, or things like that.
Those things that we take for granted as part of a child's life.
And that those are, I think they're really, really important things. Like even playing catch, and doing something as simple as that. Yep. It's so important that young kids do things like that. Mm. You know,
So what when you say young children, what age group are we talking about here?
So we accept kids 6 to 12 years old.
Mm-hmm.
On the program, and then once they have been matched, they can stay on till they're 18.
Right.
But yeah, 6 to 12 is what we
is for the matching, and then the matching. Relationship can continue after that.
If, okay. Exactly. Oh,
absolutely. So your mentees are volunteers. Do they need any special skills or?
No. So it's just your average person. Anyone can come and put their name forward to it. We don't really manage complicated cases, and we don't manage complicated cases because it's just your average person that's coming. You know, construction worker, you know, tradie, whatever it might be.
Right.
Just your average person doesn't need any particular skills, really.
Okay.
They just have to provide a positive environment for the young person, be a good role model, and be able to go out and do some cool things with the young kid, you know?
Cool.
And we have people from all sorts of backgrounds that come forward. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. So.
And how long do your mentees stay with you? So you've talked about the commitment being a year.
Yeah.
And then I think you talked about the longest one being a lot longer than that.
Yeah, yeah.
So it feels like the sort of thing that once people get into that they might kind of, you know, just keep doing it.
I think so. And you know, we rematch our volunteers if a match closes for whatever reason.
Oh.
We'd rematch the volunteers. But in terms of young people, how long do they stay? It's pretty varied. I think our average match length is about 2.5 years. I can't remember off the top of my head. 2.5, 3 years.
Yep.
So that's how long. About how long on average you'd have a match last for.
Okay. That's interesting. So do they need any special training, your mentors? Do they?
Well, we take them through a training session. The training session is about 4 hours.
Oh, okay.
And it goes over a few things around boundaries and our code of conduct and such like that. But it's not necessarily anything special. It's not
just about how you guys roll.
How it works.
Yeah.
Because it's a pretty unique relationship. Because it's focused around the kid, and that you might not necessarily have much contact with the parent. Yeah. So it's a pretty unique relationship that way.
Okay.
So we just go through 4-hour training session.
Yeah.
Just to establish a few rules, and if there's further need for training, we do a help and we do offer with that as well. If there is something that comes up in the child's life or something that comes up in the parent's life and there needs to be extra support for the mentor, we can offer that as well.
Okay,
so,
that's good to know.
Yeah.
Volunteers will often tell us that they want to know what it is they're committing to, you know, the shape and the size of it and the kinds of things they might be asked to do. So it's really good to hear that today. I think that gives a really clear picture of how things are with you.
Yeah.
Do you take mentors on at any particular times of the year, or do you have like recruitment drives, or is it like any time? How does that work?
The mentors would put their name forward, you know, throughout the year, but we do have recruitment drives as well. So I'm not sure when
Next one is. Watch this space, folks. We can tell you information about that. Okay. So So our website is Volunteering Hawke's Bay, so vhb.org.nz, and I'm Tracy. Today we're here talking with Fraser from Big Brothers Big Sisters, where they're all about transforming young lives through the power of mentorship. So how did you personally become involved in this mahi, Fraser?
So I actually was a mentor before I signed up to be, before I started working for Big Brothers Big Sisters. 3 years I was a mentor before that. And I guess I signed up to be a mentor because I wanted to start doing a few more things for the community. Mm. I've always liked supporting young people through school.
Yeah.
I signed up when I was pretty young in terms of what we actually have as mentors. I think it was about 24 I signed up.
Right.
Maybe it was 25. But, yeah, and so I signed up and I really, really enjoyed it. Like, it's such a cool experience. It's so cool, really, really cool to see this young person that you see once a week grow.
Mm.
Physically, you can see the changes in their growing. And also how they develop as well. The young person I was matched with didn't have a lot of skills. Like, he didn't know how to tie his laces. He didn't know how to use a knife and stuff. So it was really nice to see, you know, I'd show him how to do these things and then he'd, you know, begin to learn how to do them. So it was really, really rewarding. And I guess how I signed up is I saw the advert and decided that that's maybe the kind of role that I wanted to work in.
Mm.
And so I put an application forward and here I am.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So listening to you speak about the kind of things that you did with your mentee, and I'm just speaking to volunteers out there and saying, you know, the skills you talked about are simple, everyday skills.
Yep.
So we talked about the volunteers that come to you not needing a special skill set, just being the person that they are and being willing to spend time with this young person.
Yep.
And sharing those things like tying laces.
Yeah,
That's blew me away, really it has.
Yeah. So, and we have lots of, just like we've got lots of mentors from all sorts of walks of life, that's the same with the mentees as well.
Mm.
So when we're going to actually match them up, we have this interview process and we make sure, you know, we have a good idea of who the mentor is and we have a good idea who the mentee is so we can make a match based up, you know, and make them, rather than just lumping two people together, you know, you want them to have similar interests.
Something to connect
them. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So
thinking about connection then, so before you came to Big Brother Big Sister, mm-hmm. it's quite common for people who volunteer to have a kind of history of volunteering. So although you were quite young when you mentored, maybe you were involved in volunteering or community work prior to that. Is that the case?
Not a lot of community work. I did. I'm a musician, so I play gigs on the side.
Okay.
And I've done some shows for non-for-profit organisations before and stuff like that. But other than that, it's the big volunteering role would be Big Brothers Big Sisters, and I'm still a mentor now as well, so still working for them and still a mentor with a different mentee now. And I guess the other big volunteering role I had was actually a volunteer firefighter.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I should probably mention that.
Yeah. Not anymore, but okay. I did that for a little while. And that was really cool. I think I found it quite healing because I was involved in the cyclone and pretty, it wasn't very good for me, but I think it was pretty healing doing that sort of work and getting involved in that kind of hierarchy as well. Yes. I really enjoyed that, so
awesome. So volunteers will often tell us that they get a lot more out of the volunteering than they give. You know, that they didn't realise that it was going to impact on them in the positive ways that it does. You know, the good feeling and the socialisation, the helping the community, all of those things. Mm. Do you have anything to say about that?
Yeah, for sure. I'd say, I've experienced that. Yeah. You get so much out of, you know, being a volunteer, absolutely. And being a big brother, you get so much out of it, so much more than you thought that you'd get out of it when you first signed up.
Uh-huh.
you know, people would sign up for a lot of different reasons. They want to help out in the community, and you find that you get heaps out of it. You grow as an individual as well, mm-hmm. you know. You're exposed to somebody else's different situation, somebody else's different life. Mm. You're exposed to another young person that's growing and changing. And I think you learn so much from it, but it's also such a rewarding role. I would recommend it for anyone.
Yeah. Okay. So, that's incredible. I can understand why you're so passionate about it. It really is an incredible piece of work. So do you want to tell us about any particular milestones or events that you've got coming up this year, Fraser?
Yeah, cool, sure. So we have our, on the 28th, we have our intake training, and that's the training that I was talking about for mentors to come through. We've got quite a few mentors that are coming through that one. We also have, we put on about four events a year, or four kind of big ones, but there's a mid-year event and an end-year event, so we're just organising those. The end-of-year one we know is going to be at Raunui Park. That's always a favourite for everyone, so nice. I'm excited for that one. We've also had a lot of people contact us that want to deliver training to our mentors,
right.
Which is very cool. A lot of different organisations in the community. We have one graduation that's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
The young person's going to be turning 18, so that's going to be really, really cool to be celebrate that.
Mm.
On Children's Day, we're celebrating a whole bunch of matches that have been matched for over 5 years,
nice.
Which is really, really cool.
Nice.
We have a few new matches coming on board, and our school program is starting to kick off as well, where our mentors would be in the school for 1 hour with the young person rather than taking them out in the community.
So is that a new thing for you guys?
It's been something that's been in the works for a little while in Hawke's Bay.
Right.
We're across New Zealand, so other branches have had that running for quite some time.
Okay, so you've got a model to work from for that. Great.
Yep.
Okay. Oh, so in school.
Yeah.
Yeah, very cool.
So I think the idea of the in-school one is it will allow people who are at work to leave work, go spend an hour, then go back. So it just hopefully gives a bit more flexibility so we can capture maybe a few more volunteers that don't necessarily have the time but want to do it.
Yes.
This kind of gives a different option.
Another path.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Can create as many pathways for people to volunteer and connect with you as possible.
Yeah.
Makes absolute sense. Okay, so if there are people out there listening, and I know you are listening, and you'd like to get involved, what would you say to them about becoming involved with Big Brother, Big Sister?
I'd say pop your name forward.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just do it. It's like, you know, it can take a little bit to get through the vetting process sometimes, but you're not going to regret helping out a young person in the community. Mm. It's as simple as that. Mm. You're just not going to regret that. So just do it. Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. Yeah. Put your name forward.
How do they just do it? What's the best way to reach out?
Yeah, sure. So there's a few options. If you head over to www.bigbrothersbigsistershawkesbay.org.nz, you'll be able to check out our website, and you'll see a list of emails there.
Mm-hmm.
There's a form that you can fill out on the website. You could also just email hawkesbay@bbbs.nz if you're interested, or our official phone number is 022 175 2296.
Okay, so if you're out there and thinking about this as something you would like to be involved in, we encourage you to get on board and do as Fraser says and go and have a look and sign up. So to Fraser and to everyone at Big Brothers Big Sisters, keep doing the incredible things that you do for the young people that you walk beside. If you're ready to get on board with them or one of over 250 other organisations out there that need your support, Volunteering Hawke's Bay are here to help you with that. Hop on over to our website, www.vhb.org.nz, and see what's happening. Huge thanks to the team here at Radio Hawke's Bay. If you'd like more feel-good stories or ways to help out in your community, hit them up at radiohawkesbay.org.nz. Until the next time, stay awesome.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.